morning we're continuing Chayot of Mechlal La Medalad Asim and Zion. So we spoke about the idea of saying Marav Tachlin after Marav, and why there actually would be an idea of actually saying Tachlin in conjunction with Marav. What about a scenario where you want to say the Tachlin of Mincha post Marav? A person has made, as it were, nighttime by davening Marav early, and now he realizes he hasn't said Mincha, the Tachlin for Mincha, or such sorts. Misha Hotchekli Spal Tekav Acher Mincha, Marav, Imatsivro. Person who immediately after Mincha, they started Marav, he was running a little bit late, and he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, and they say Baruch Hu, so he answers Baruch Hu. Now, once he answers Baruch Hu, the appropriate thing for him to do is to continue davening Marav, say Rivas Kriyashma, and Shemoneh Esrei, and not say Tachanun at Aleinu at that point in time. That's the appropriate thing to do. The general law is a person who is planning to daven Marav and says Baruch Hu, he's considered Bams a Perik once he's answered Baruch Hu, and he's not allowed to talk. That's a relevant point in general. People with daven Marav, they don't realize that they answer Baruch Hu, they're not allowed to talk anymore. They have to start Birchus Kriyashma. The concept of Baruch Hu, the way we respond to Baruch Hu is not just with Baruch Hashem HaMaruch Olam Vohed, but it's Baruch Hu's introduction. Let us go give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We answer that one phrase, and then we continue in saying the brachas of Birchus Kriyashma. It's meant to be an introduction to Birchus Kriyashma. We spoke about this once, that historically the Arvel Lifnei HaTeva, even in a case where he was Yotzi already, when he would say Baruch Hu, and they would answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, he would then continue and say the first Baruch Hu again, in order that the Baruch Hu, which he's saying, let us go give a Baruch Hu to Baruch Hu, would be a more expanded version of how you're giving a Baruch Hu to Baruch Hu. But the idea to just say Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu wasn't sufficient. We don't do that anymore, because since he's not really chayav with the Baruch Hu, we hold that that's an issue. So rely on that. But that's, you're just answering Baruch Hu. But let's you find the Daven Marav. So the appropriate thing to do is, or Shachar is, once you answer Baruch Hu, you're now in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema. Okay, so he can't say Tachanun Aleinu. He finishes Shemoneh Esrei of Marav, and he says, you know, I didn't say Tachanun yet. You would not say two Aleinus in that situation. You only say one Aleinu. Like you just said, you don't say Shema Shema. You don't say Shema twice. You don't say Moedim Moedim. You don't say Aleinu, two Aleinus. That's not appropriate. But what about Tachanun? So, well, it's nighttime. Well, many times you daven early, it's not nighttime. Let's say a person's davening after Plag. According to the Gra, that's even before sunset. Even not according to the Gra, according to the other opinions, that the plag is later. The reason why they do that is because they hold that it's still considered joy. So even though it's after sunset, it's still considered joy. So he wants to say, Tachnu now. What does he do? We said there's the reason, theoretically, it's shy of the concept of the Tachanun at nighttime as well, except for the issue of the Kabbalistic concept of Tigbaras Adinim, the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stronger in that period of time. So should he say Tachanun in this situation? So he brings two opinions. He, by davening Marav, has declared that this is nighttime for him. Since that is so, he cannot say Tachanun anymore. But he brings another Rabbah. He says, no, in that situation, if it's still daytime, you would say it. The Chayyam is not clear what he holds in a case where it's clearly still Yom, what he would do. But he seems to introduce a concept, Kima Shekwar Oso'o, lightly. He made it into nighttime. So this idea of davening Marav early, how are we supposed to understand that? Is it the idea that you made it into nighttime? Or you said, even though it's daytime, that the phrases of Mariv Aravim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is causing the shadows to grow, etc. That is true. It is being, the sun is being setting, etc. So how do we understand this? A person daven Mariv early, let's say during the Sefirah time, he made early Shabbos, daven Mincha before Plag, daven Shkibol Shabbos, daven Mariv after Plag. Then he realizes he didn't count Sfira from the night before. So you know, can't count with a bracha, obviously, by day. But can he count without a bracha, effectively not skipping a day, and then the count for the following day for Shabbos, he can count with a bracha again, or it's too late? So we say, well, the halacha is that he could actually count the previous night. Let's say, for example, that Thursday night, Friday was day 13. Shabbos is day 14. That case actually can't happen, but well, that's just for our purpose. So he wants to now Friday afternoon count 13, and then Friday night, later, once it's after says, he'll count 14. So can he do that? So we pass that he could. It's not really liable, it's just that in regards to Maariv, you can call it Maariv. This applies to a woman in the case of a woman that has to do certain bedikas, which have to be done by day, and she didn't do the bedika, and she lit Ner Shabbos, so she could still do the bedika afterwards. Because it's even though you're Mekabel Shabbos early, it's still Yom. It's you've extended the Kedusha of Shabbos, etc. There are places where it's Masha otherwise actually becomes, in halachic concepts, it becomes a Laila. So that's a much longer discussion. That seems to be the issue over here between the Chayotah and the Rabbah. Clearly, it's not nighttime. The Gemara said dinim in the world. It's hard to say because I have been davening Maariv early. The Gemara said dinim in the world, but I have to be annoyed with it as if I was considering it nighttime. And that's the concept of davening Maariv early, according to the Chayotah. Have a good day.